Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus talks a lot about the kingdom of God. So what is the kingdom of God? It's not a place. It's not a time. In fact, the best way that we can actually translate what Jesus said was, the kingdom of God is the rule of God. And the kingdom of God is where God is taken seriously. The kingdom of God is where the presence of God is taken seriously in the hearts and the minds of believers. You know, in some ways, the kingdom of God is the church. It's the gathering of the people of God. You know, the kingdom of God is present when people take time out of their busy lives on a beautiful Sunday morning to gather for a time of prayer and worship and giving thanks and sharing in the meal. The kingdom of God is present when a committee gathers together to look for new ways to serve our Lord and new ways to proclaim His grace. But the kingdom of God is not just present in the gathering of people, but the kingdom of God is also in the lives of individuals. The kingdom of God is present when someone digs in the dirt in a stranger's lawn on the day of Impact Massillon, or serves a meal at the community meal, or a meal for a family of the bereaved. The kingdom of God is present as one bows one's head in prayer in thankfulness for the many blessings of the day, praising God, and also interceding on behalf of others around them. You know, sometimes it can be hard to see the kingdom of God around us in the world. So much of what we see, like on the television, is often bad news and things that upset us. And I know people who just plain don't watch the news anymore. And we wonder, where is God in this world? I think we need to remember that bad news is what sells papers and brings viewers to TV. And as the world grows smaller, there's a lot more bad news that can be publicized. I've said it before. It's often a privilege to be a pastor. As I look out upon you this day, I can see the kingdom of God. You know, I get to be involved with all the different ways that people, even here this day, are gathered to be part of God's kingdom. I see people who bring good news and hope to shut-ins. I see people, even groups of people, who wrestle with God's word as it applies to their own walk of faith. I see people who gather together in Christian fellowship and support others in that fellowship. And I see a whole host of people that in their own ways give their own precious time to do the work of the church and the work of their Lord. it is a privilege to be a pastor because I get to see the big picture. I get to see all the many different ways that the kingdom of God or the rule of God is present in the lives of the faithful. You only see little tiny slices. I get to see the big picture. You know, in the last week or so, I've seen the hungry fed. I've seen the stranger helped. I've seen clothes given to the needy. I've seen the sick and infirm visited. I've seen those who are struggling supported. You know, I get to see the work of the kingdom over and over and over again. And that's kind of a privilege. You know, as we heard in our gospel, when Jesus taught, he liked to use parables. And almost all the parables start with this phrase, "The kingdom of God is like." And then Jesus tells a parable about what it's like to be in the kingdom. This morning, our gospel has two little parables about the kingdom. They're both very short. The first is the parable of the growing seed. It says that the kingdom of God is like a seed that's planted in a field. And, you know, it goes down into the dirt, and the seed would sprout and grow and produce a head of grain and then be ready to be harvested. In Jesus' day, they didn't have the benefit of modern science. They didn't know about DNA and RNA and cell differentiation and meiosis and mitosis. To the people of Jesus' day, that whole process of starting from a seed and then just growing into a plant was a miracle, and it was a marvel, and it was something that God would do. And each individual seed which grew to fruition was a miracle sent by God. And that second parable, the parable of the mustard seed, is kind of similar. Mustard seeds are those little tiny yellow or brown seeds you sometimes see in pickles. They're really, really, really tiny. Yet, have you ever seen a mustard plant? It's fairly large. But in Palestine, where Jesus lived, there's a type of mustard seed that grows into a bush that's 30 feet tall. You know, 30 feet tall is really tall. In Wadsworth, at our house that we had there, we decided to plant a tree that grows to 30 foot in our front yard. Eventually, that tree dwarfed our house, and it was a two-story house. To the ancient mind, it was absolutely inconceivable that one tiny little mustard seed could grow into a huge plant. And that full-grown mustard plant was nothing less than an amazing miracle from God. To think something that small could grow into something that big. Jesus says the kingdom of God is like that miracle of that seed changing and growing and developing into that full mature plant ready for harvest. And the one who does that is God. The one who grows the kingdom in the community, the one who grows the kingdom in your life is God, God's presence in your life. And also it says the kingdom has incredible potential, like that tiny, tiny little mustard seed, which inexplicably grows into that bush that dwarfed my house in Wadsworth. These two little parables remind us that the kingdom of God is in God's hands, not ours. We have a role to play. There is a farmer who plants and waters and harvests, but still the growth of that plant is still in God's hands. We certainly have a role in the kingdom. We are God's hands and his voice and his heart in this world. But the kingdom and the growth of the kingdom ultimately comes from God working on his people. It comes from his spirit, not our spirit. And these parables remind us that the growth of the kingdom is a wonder and an amazement. It's nothing short than a miracle. Who could think that such a mighty bush could have such a humble, tiny little beginning? The kingdom of God is something that defies human logic or wisdom. Who would think that a death on the cross could change the world so much? Who would think that a movement started by some uneducated fisherman could turn the world upside down? The kingdom, the rule of God and its growth are both a wonder and an amazement. And these parables remind us that though the kingdom has come a long way since its inception in Pentecost, we're still in the middle of that story. That plant is still growing. The harvest has not come yet. There's still miracles, and there's still marvels ahead of us. And God has more new and exciting plans for the world, our community, our gathering right here, and our individual lives. God has new roles for us to play in his kingdom. And God has some surprises for us in store as well. As I said, it's a joy to be a pastor and see the kingdom of God at work in so many different ways, among so many different people here at St. Paul's. And it is wonderful to see the potential and the blossoming of the kingdom of God in your hearts and your lives as well. Back in the 70s, David Wilkerson coined the phrase, the kids of the kingdom, as he reached out to gangs in the name of Christ. But we need to remember that all of us are children of God. And that makes all of us kids of the kingdom. May we live the kingdom life, a life of forgiveness, a life of joy and excitement, and a life of humility and grace. May we live that life that's both faith and obedience, but also marvel and amazement and hope and excitement about God's presence in our lives. May it be a life knowing that with God and His kingdom, the best is yet to come.